Support comes from the Luckman Fine Arts Complex, presenting the legendary John Waters. The award-winning filmmaker returns to the Luckman, celebrating his birthday with more stories and gut-wrenching jokes. Sunday, April 23rd at 6 p.m. Tickets at theluckman.org.
Vsauce Turak Ok, a.k.a. Chef T, was born in a refugee camp in Thailand to parents who had survived the genocide of the Khmer regime in Cambodia. His family came to the U.S. and settled in Oakland. When he was eight, they moved to Long Beach, a hub for Cambodian immigrants. It's known for its vibrant Cambodia town. There, Chef T learned to cook from his mother and grandmother. After a bit of a winding road, he earned a culinary arts degree from Long Beach City College and worked at several restaurants, eventually becoming the executive chef at Gladstone's in Long Beach. More recently, Chef T has written a cookbook and memoir, Krung, Cambodian Cooking with Chef T. Hi.
Hi, hello. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for coming.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
In your book, Krung, you write that when you were younger, if someone had told you that you were going to be an executive chef with a thriving culinary career, you wouldn't have believed them. Why not?
No way. I didn't think I could live past 30 back then when I was younger.
Talk to me a little bit more about that.
Well, you know, my lifestyle and how I choose the dark path, you know, gangs, led me to a long, long time of, darkness and a journey that was, you know, just not right.
So what was the pivotal moment that made you take a look at your life, make a change, and sort of turn to the kitchen to feel comfortable?
My sister passed away about 3 weeks before her getting her bachelor's. And I noticed my parents were a little bit weak, and so was my family. So I had this strength, inner strength from somewhere. And mind you, they labeled me the black sheep and all that. So I was the bad kid. But on that day, I did nothing but the things that a righteous person would do. So I decided after that day, I needed to change. And it's just sad that it took my sister's death for mine to start having a life.
You turned, after that event, you re-enrolled in the culinary program at Long Beach City College.
Yes.
But where was that impulse to cook? Where did it come from?
I always loved to cook. I've always been cooking since I was 4 and 5. I've been cooking. I raid my mom and dad's refrigerator all the time. I raided so much they had to put signs up, like, don't touch my food. And this is when I was a kid.
And did your mom and grandma sort of take you in hand and intentionally start to teach you things?
Well, it was mostly more of a watch. So I always liked to watch and learn. I would help them with the small stuff, you know, like cutting the vegetables and stuff like that, picking the herbs. But I knew I was capable of doing more stuff even at a young age. So, and when you're interested in something, you can just tell.
One of the big sort of themes in your book that comes through really clearly is how much pride you have in Long Beach. Tell us about your relationship with the city and why you love it so much, and a bit about what it was like having such a thriving Cambodia town so close to you.
Yeah, it means a lot to me because when I first got here into, Long Beach in America, you know, I didn't know how to really speak English well because my mom, dad, my parents, they didn't know how to speak English. So I grew up, you know, in a household with my first tongue, which is Cambodian, which is Khmer. And when we went to school, we were behind. Most of the kids that was came from Cambodia was behind. So we were getting picked on, we were getting teased on. And, they call me names that I wouldn't dare not say. So Cambodia Town happened to be the second largest Cambodian population in the world beside Cambodia. So I guess we kind of rallied back. So when we rallied back, we formed together and became a brotherhood, which the brotherhood became a gang. And from doing what was right, slowly shifted into doing what was wrong. So it means a lot to me because when I got out and I turned my life around and I go back to the community, the community's not the same no more. They're different. They're not like before. Before it was violence, crimes. It's like you see everybody of different races just holding hands, and that's why I want to give back.
In the introduction to your book, your co-author, Christine Sue.
Yeah, Dr. Christine.
Yeah. She writes that when covering Cambodian cuisine, some reviewers and critics make almost immediate comparisons to Thai, Vietnamese, or Chinese food. Tell me how you feel about that and how you like to describe Cambodian food.
So in history of Cambodian, Thai, and Laos, at one point in time, we were one nation. So we were actually just one people, and it started to divide and split. So when it started to divide and split, every region kind of had their own flair, their own, you know, speech, dialects and stuff, and the food a little bit different from Thai and Laos a little bit, because Cambodian used something called kreung. Kreung is a paste from lemongrass, turmeric, galanga, kefir limes, mudfish. So when people hear kreung, they already know that that's Cambodian, because everybody got a different version, but Cambodians are the only one that use kreung.
So give us a description of one of your favorite dishes that you like to turn people onto the cuisine with.
I like something called salaw machu kreung. It is a beef stew that's kind of sweet and tart and tangy, but it's very home, it's very earthy, as a dark broth, and you eat it with rice and a little bit of spice. It kind of reminds you of like being around with your grandma and your mom. It's like comfort food. It makes your soul feel good.
Would you like to name check a particular mainstay restaurant of the community or chef that you really love and you'll go to on your day off?
Oh, yeah. I like a restaurant called Phnom Penh Noodle Shack. They're my friends also. I'm not being biased, but the food there, the noodles there to me are the best. The Tan brothers took it over from their parents, and they have not changed anything but made it better. And that restaurant started in 1984, 85, the first one, and it's still here in Long Beach till today, and it's called Noodle Shack, but most people that knows it just call it the Shack.
Oh, I love that. Can you give us another one?
There's also this other place called Crystal Thai and Cambodian cuisine. So it's a mom and pop spot, hole in the wall. You can't touch them. They're so good. This is like thousand years past recipe down to them. They still operate with cash only and write down on a piece of paper and stuff like that. It kind of amazes me. Like, yeah, I still operate like that. And then they look at me like, you little hotshot chef, don't tell me what to do. But they're wonderful people. And, the authenticity, the flavor, the taste, the texture, the aroma, the smell itself is just like, this is what Cambodia should be.
If people want to start to cook some Cambodian dishes, what are some pantry essentials that they should stock up on?
Okay, most and foremost important, prohok. Prohok is a fermented fish that's been fermented for over a year. And usually they put it into the ground, so it starts to get to the sour and rancid. And then that's when we actually use it. So that's why it kind of throws people off a little bit. And then the most important, besides the mudfish, is lemongrass. That is a very Southeast Asian staple. And also the number one thing that Cambodians use a lot is lemongrass, because in order to make kreung, you need lemongrass.
So if people want to get the mudfish paste, is there a good local store in Long Beach they should go to?
There is a local store in Long Beach. Before, we had like 2, 3, or 4 of them. Now they're down to like about two supermarkets right now. One is called Riverside Market. The other one that shut down was called Kun Hang. And the one that's around right now that everybody likes to go to is Kim Long Market on Anaheim Street in the heart of Cambodia Town.
It's been so great talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking to you.
That was Cambodian-American chef Visoth Tarak Oak, a.k.a. Chef T, discussing his cookbook and memoir, Krung, Cambodian Cooking with Chef T, which he co-wrote with Dr. Christine Sue. This week, you can explore Cambodia Town's fabulous eats at Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week, which runs from March 19th to March 26th. You'll find more info and a link on our website, kcrw.com/goodfood. In a minute, Buko Pie. We talk to the mastermind behind one of my favorite desserts in LA next.
Support comes from the Luckman Fine Arts Complex, presenting the legendary John Waters. The award-winning filmmaker returns to the Luckman, celebrating his birthday with more stories and gut-wrenching jokes. Sunday, April 23rd at 6 p.m. Tickets at theluckman.org.